Welcome to the 5D Field with me, Corey Michelle. Episode 29, Quantum Magic with special guest Christopher Blackwell. The Crazy Possible Podcast is a multidimensional transmission of words and energy forms that transcend your cognition, going direct to your consciousness, assisting you in becoming your future self, the energetic master of your reality. You might experience lightness, awareness, synchronicities, having the experience of living a magical life and ease and creating what you truly desire. This content is for highly conscious visionaries, revolutionaries, truth seekers, star seeds, and unicorns who never fit in but are brilliantly aware and here to create new realities. Let's transcend the 3D matrix, dancing in the 5D and beyond, bringing your dreams alive. Now let's tap the field. Breathe with me. Connect in. Tap into your raw consciousness, and together, let's create new realities. All right, all right. Welcome to the Crazy Possible Podcast. I have such a beautiful soul here today. My new friend, totally new, we'll call him a random friend, and I'll tell you why I say that in a minute, who is powerful and amazing and has got gifts that you're going to want to know about. So this guy randomly called me out of the blue, had this awareness. I need to talk to this woman. Called me on the phone. I mean, who calls people on the phone these days? Called me. And I answered. It's like, who is this random person calling me? Because normally I don't answer, but I answered and we started talking. I just had this awareness to call you. And so here I am. I don't know really why I'm calling you, but let's chat and see. And I went, wow, how freaking cool is that? That somebody has the guts to just follow their awareness and make a phone call of all things these days and create this beautiful connection. So Christopher Blackwell is my new friend and he is amazing. So I'm so excited I get to introduce him to you for the Crazy Possible Podcast today. Chris, welcome.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Corey. It's an honor. I love working in these spaces with people on the cutting edge. I love how we met and I love all the things we've created since then. So I'm ready.
You're ready. Awesome. So one of the things about the Crazy Possible Podcast is we're talking about the 5D field. And one, when Chris and I got on the phone, you could tell that there was this magical field that was connecting us, you know, doing its thing, going, hey, there is something here. And Chris was so clear about that. When we started talking, he was like, I feel like there's something we're to do together. And I was like, all right, well, let's just wait for that to show up. And what ended up happening is Chris and I ended up meeting, I think it was the next week, right? It was a week later.
Long after, yeah.
And because Ben and I were driving down to the Gold Coast and we stopped into his place. And it turns out that Chris is like crazy quantum field dude. He creates these harmonic elixirs. I say crazy because it's like so freaking awesome. And I had never seen anything like this before, but he creates these harmonic elixirs that have vibrational frequencies layered in with essential oils and all this other juicy magic energy stuff. And I went, oh my God, knowing me, I have to know about this. What is this? So he let me try all of them. I was like, what about this one? What about this one? And we had so much fun and he showed me how he makes them and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, I have to have him on because talk about crazy possible. We're moving into this really different reality and the things that are contributing to us are going to be very, very different than the traditional ways that we have been used to for accessing our own creation path. So our own creation methods and our own abilities, we just have access to all these really cool things and these gifts people are bringing through like Chris is. So Chris, first of all, welcome. And let's just first talk about the harmonic elixirs because I'm so freaking excited about those. Let's start there. And I definitely want you to tell us how you got there to be bringing this magic through your body. Tell us about the harmonic elixirs.
Sure. So essentially the harmonic elixirs are, I call them like music in a bottle or frequency in a bottle. So what I do is I work with high-end essential oils. What I'm bringing through is light frequencies, geometry, music. And so bringing it into, and you've talked about this before, it's nice to have all these intentions and these dreams, but let's make them physical. Let's, we're here in these three-dimensional bodies, let's make this vibration a possibility. So what these elixirs are, for example, they bring, they basically give you a taste of that frequency, that joy, that alchemy. You know, we created quantum magic, which we'll talk more about later, but of that 5D frequency. So you get to feel and experience it in your field, actualize it, not just have it as a nice fancy idea, but actually, no, don't just think about the donut, eat the donut. Don't just have it as a frequency, bring it actually in and have it as a manifest thing so that you're starting to create and align with that and experience the results of that in your life from having it in your field.
I love that. And that was exactly my experience when I first looked at his website and I was like, what? Harmonic elixirs? So what I just wrote down, that what you just said that was so ridiculously awesome, is vibration as a possibility.
Yeah.
Vibration as a possibility. That explains so many people that I work with and I talk to, we talk about they've got so many ideas or they can tap into energies, but they have a hard time bringing it through into physical reality, into, you know, what we live here. So then it just stays up in these idea world or the energy world. And you just said exactly what the harmonic elixirs do, which is bring the vibration into a possibility so you can work with it. Tell us more about that.
Absolutely. It just reminds me also of, you know, in Indian culture, they have these devas, you know, like Lakshmi and Ganesh and everything. And it's like what I feel like it's now, it's time to not just have them out there, but bring those energies of that possibility in, whatever name you give to it. And so I guess for me, what it's been a journey of, when I was 19, I went to India, I went and visited different teachers and did meditation and chanting. And I had this quest to basically drill into, well, what's behind everything? What is there a presence that's there behind everything, behind all these wavering doubts and fears and just getting up and going through the motions of life? And I wanted to drill into that. And somehow through the process of that, tapped into this wellspring of what I call well-being. It's almost, but it's also a tone, it's om, it's a living frequency that the cells vibrate to, a living hum of being, if you like. And so the elixirs, in a sense, which came completely out of nowhere, I had worked with essential oils and then they came completely out of nowhere. I did not know I was going to be creating my own product. They essentially come out of that wellspring of tone and sound and frequency. So I didn't want to make something that was just a nice smell, that was just, you know, I would just throw a whole lot of things together. They are bringing those specific sound harmonics, because joy has a specific tone and frequency, appreciation has a frequency, peace has a frequency. And so it's like, well, actually bringing these tones down so they're accessible to people. So some people don't experience joy easily. So using these elixirs lets them tune to that. They might not experience peace or grounding or connect to the 5D grid, or maybe they connect to it and they want to connect to it even more. Like, let's just amplify this and experience even more joy. Well, that's what these help you do, is actually bring this into your field so it becomes a living energy. That's what's exciting to me, and living on this creative edge of new possibilities with people like yourself and networking and actually stepping into something new rather than just cycling through the old garbage of our thoughts and fears and actually what's possible.
I love that. I love that. Tuning into the frequency, you know, my very first boyfriend, his family was a bunch of piano tuners. And so when we were dating, he was learning how to become a piano tuner. So that's exactly what he was doing. Yep. He was tuning things together to match, to create harmony, harmonics, right? And you would know way more than I do about that. I don't know about that much, but I love how you just said that, because it's so true. Of even when I'm working with people with energetic mastery, people are like, well, what is the energy of that? And they don't have any reference points. So I love that you just said tuning you to the frequencies or the amplified frequencies of whatever it is you're called or would like to have more of is really brilliant.
Absolutely. It's a concert. I mean, I know it sounds very strange for people to think that a bottle with essential oils in it, it's a whole lot of different instruments tuning together to create a specific tone. And that's the thing, you know, sometimes people ask me, well, what if I just chuck a whole lot of things together and create an elixir? And it's like, you can do that, but it's actually a science of understanding the specific frequencies and being a channel for receiving what's going to come through. So you can't, you know, even when I create it, it's like, it shows me when is it ready to come through? What factors do I need to bring this through? And it is like, it's like tuning, or an orchestra tuning themselves. And so, and then the elixir itself becomes like a tuning fork to tune people's frequency. So on the one hand, it's smell, but that smell is tone and vibration.
I love that. And seeing you work, being in the presence of you working, and even when I was, it was at your house and you were, I was like, how do you know what these sound like? Can you tell me, tell everybody how you know what particular essential oil sounds like, or an energy like joy sounds like?
So I guess in Indian philosophy, they may call it different things in different things. There's a thing called Nada Yoga. And Nada Yoga is the inner sound of things. So it's something that you feel in your inner space. So it's, I guess, somewhere between a physical sound and a resonance. And I suppose a sort of sense is that is when you hear music in your head. You know, it's sort of the nada, the inner sound of that music. Can you just ask me the question again?
How do you know what these things sound like? And you said there's inner music in your head, but I don't have that. I don't hear. At least I don't think I do. Maybe I can too, Chris.
And maybe you have your own thing, Corey. You know, you have your own specific thing. So when I'm working with you, you know, or in the presence of what you do, and you have this huge kind of broad, the way I experience your energy is it's like a huge sphere of this big broad quantum field. And, you know, that awakens stuff in me, and I hear new sounds in myself through being in that. For whatever reason, whether it was the intensity of my focus in meditation or chanting that I did in the early years, different teachers I went to, whatever combination, I was determined to drill down into this, whatever I felt was this background presence or that could not be touched. And somehow in the process of that woke up this inner feeling, this inner hum, like this constant that's in the background, you know, not as a physical sound. And so from there, I was able to hear the different frequencies, I guess, like a car mechanic hears when an engine's not right. So if I was working with clients, I would hear there's something not right in the tone there. There's something that needs to be shifted in their emotional energy body that's not right with the tone. Well, it's the same with the essential oils, and each specific essential oil that I have that I use has a specific tone. So cedarwood has a tone, and I can give you an example if you want.
Yes.
They all have an inner tone and an inner resonance. So cedarwood is a bass note. So it sounds a little bit like this. So there you go. You have one of the members of the orchestra there coming to you live, cedarwood. Frankincense has a tone which is more connected to the heart throat area. Patchouli, for example, has a tone. I've never done the tone of patchouli, but I just ask and it will come. We'll do this as an example. So you mentioned three different oils that you know of, essential oils, and we'll put them together and we'll do the tone.
Great. Lemon. Let's do lavender.
Yeah.
And geranium.
Okay. So lemon, lavender, and geranium. Now, what that means is that each of the oils on its own is good, but what that tells me straight away is that the frequency of that is not balanced. So maybe if you added other oils, but it's not completely harmonic. But if you get oils that come together harmonically, you'll hear a much cleaner, clearer sound. So individually, beautiful, and maybe you add another one and it comes into balance. But so basically what I'm working with as this light frequency or these codes almost of information come down from the light realm or the core energy realm or the astral or whatever you want to call it, is I'm matching the frequencies of the essential oils have to be a match to the frequency that wants to come through. So they're the container And so once I get the essential oils together, that orchestra all working together, so you get a clean, clear tone that matches the frequency that you that's coming through, then it's like two wires meeting, and then boom, then you have the magic, and then you have it all in the bottle. Basically, you've got that tone and that frequency in the bottle ready to use. Does that make sense?
Oh my gosh.
I get excited. Talk for hours about this.
Yeah, same. Well, and it's so cool because that is just fascinating to me, because it matches exactly how I work with energetic mastery, congruence, the harmonics, just in a completely different way. So, and I think that's one of the reasons we were so attracted, like the universe put us together. Thank goodness to Chris following his awareness of going, wow, we're doing a very, very similar thing in very similar, but very different ways. And it fascinates me how you can perceive those energies in the way that you do, because I perceive them in a totally different way, right? Yeah. Like it's just so, it's so magical and so cool.
And that's the beauty of it. Like I would have stuff, so much to learn about how you perceive it, and, you know, and vice versa. And that's the beautiful of it's almost like when you co-create a little bit of each other's way of being or perceiving, kind of rubs off on the other person. So even though they don't become the exact the other person, you get a flavor of that, and it's and then like when we created the blend, it becomes more than the sum of the parts into this whole new entity, which is exciting for me.
Exactly. And you know, us coming together, like my perception of this at least is that, and I think we've sort of talked about this, is that, and you just said it too, is more gets created, so we amplify each other. And so this whole concept of harmonizing, congruence, coherence, it is where we're going. It is where everybody on the planet, their soul, their energy, their field is trying to harmonize. It's trying to get into that congruence with itself. And this is why I think we see so much just flying off out of people's lives. And when we have these vehicles or tools, but the harmonic elixirs as a tool to assist in the, we call it ascension or evolution or your awakening, or even just simply your congruence, your harmony with yourself. So that's just, I just love all of this that you've created. I would love to know, Chris, you know, you said, what you said before was that this wasn't anything you ever planned. Right. This sort of came out of nowhere. This gift appeared. You started following that awareness, which is so essential these days. We've got to be following those awarenesses, because that's what's leading to these gifts and these creations and these connections and creating our reality in a totally different way. I'm curious, what were you doing before? Like, what did you think you wanted to be when you grew up?
I didn't have the fireman thing like most boys. That didn't interest me. I think I wanted to be a musician when I do music. I also had a little bit of pressure probably from my family, although they were fairly open-minded they were excited about my gifts, but maybe also wanted me to follow something that was a little bit safe as well. So I did study, you know, remedial massage, and I got a lot out of it, but felt like, no, I just can't do that. That's too much of a box. And I, you know, worked on a farm for a while, and I worked with all different sort of odd jobs, and but I always knew there was something building, but I didn't quite know what it was. And I'd worked with this before I created these. I'd worked with essential oils already, you know, the top end essential oils, which, by the way, if you're creating this sort of thing, you need to work with the absolute highest end product, because that's your base for everything that comes through. And I loved it, but I was always a little bit of dissatisfaction. I thought there's more that can be done with this. And then one night, it must have been about midnight, and I couldn't sleep, and I just kept getting this thing, create your own blend. And I started feeling the sense of it, the harmonics of it. I may not have had the name of it at that point, and I just couldn't sleep. So I got up and I basically created this blend, and my mind said, you don't create blends, you don't know how to do that, even though I'd worked with essential oils. And then I showed some of my friends the next day, and they were like, whoa, and they were sensitive to energy. And then it kind of just evolved from there. And then over that, at that point, they weren't in spray form, they were just oils. I created about 30 or 40 over the next month. They just kept coming through, and different ones. And then I would test them on myself and test them with my friends. And one of my friends would just, she was super sensitive and she uses my products even now. She would just hold the bottle. That's my beautiful friend, Pixie. She would hold the bottle, and just from holding the bottle, her body would sway and she would talk about, oh my God, this is doing this and this is doing that. And then other friends would just put a tiny spray and go on these journeys. And that was when I was like, okay, there's something in this. And it was just like, you know, the difference between, and Abraham Hicks talks about this, the difference between motivation and inspiration. There was no trying in it. It was just pure inspiration. And to this day, any trial I try to create a blend from motivation, from pushing in any way, it just doesn't work. It's just totally a flow of joy. And it's not even, I'm not even thinking about what will become of it. It's just, wow, I'm so excited about this particular elixir. And sometimes it's an energy that wants to come through for my own healing, and then it ends up being for everyone, you know. But I will work with it over the month after or whatever I receive it. But it's it's fun. And it's about helping people to unlock that. Life can be fun and magic, I think. Anyway, I'm rabbiting on.
No, this is great. This is great, because what you just shared was actually the next question I was going to ask you, which is, how did these start coming through? But it's interesting. So many of us have had these sort of varied pasts that have led us to the right situations that have ignited one of the strong gifts that we have. And you are multi-gifted. You have the music background. Chris actually created a song for Ben and I when we got to his house. That was so awesome. Chris, I think you're like the king of inspiring joy. Like, that's like your whole thing, is like, you just want to have people be happy and have joy everywhere. So this is just like, all of it's just so perfect. And I know you work with people in, you know, with the music and the sound and the resonance as well in your work.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm excited about. And even with my coaching and everything, and I work with one-on-one and group coaching and with sound and energy. And basically, you know, I work with helping people to shift their abundance, their money flow and their businesses. But I do it from an aspect of connecting to your joy and amplifying, which you do in your own unique way, and amplifying your field, that you don't have to come at this from the energy of lack and problem. But how about we amplify your field? And then, you know, just from that process of stepping into that new possibility, then people, you know, the clients come back and say, I got $35,000 more in sales. Oh, I got this gift hamper just arrive at the door. This thing happened. Oh, I just happened to get into this a relationship out of the blue. Well, it's not out of the blue. It's because they're shifted into a new possibility, and amplifying that business energy or that money energy or that joy energy through the sound. So for me, it's like, don't wait until it's manifest to feel joy. Connect to that joy now, and then every step along the way, of course shit will come up, of course challenges will come up, but you can connect and be and live in that joy now, and rather than, you know, just being the end result.
100%. And you know, I think that exactly what you just said, and how you do it with the frequencies, your ability to tune into the frequencies and the congruence, and then using sound and the toning, and then you've got the vehicle of the elixirs. That's like the tool, the elixirs, to contribute to that as well, is just such a potent combination of the how that we express this. But what I'm seeing is that's just where everybody that's tuning in to the higher frequencies, this is what we're doing. It's all congruence work. It's all vibrational work. It's all who we're being and that those energies that we're embodying on a regular basis. So I just love and am fascinated by the way you do it. And I think it's just such a gift on the planet and so much fun. Now my next question is, now life for people like us hasn't always been easy.
Yeah.
Oftentimes people like Chris and I say that because we have a lot in common.
Yeah.
In many ways.
Yeah.
We have these like varied pasts where we've had some difficulties or some hard times or even some dark nights of the soul. Would you mind telling us about one of those that really gave you a gift, because so much of the time these hard times, they're so hard to go through, but on the other side is such a huge gift. Would you be willing to share one of yours?
There's quite a lot of different dark nights, I guess, that I've experienced. And I guess the first one was around my schooling and just feeling like, what am I doing? I seem to be not have the same interests, or I was just like, what is life about? I want to know what life is about. And everyone else didn't, maybe there were others who were interested, but I didn't know where they were. And so I just felt this sense of being alone and disconnected in that sense. And that basically led to severe anxiety, panic attacks. I remember once in an assembly nearly fainting from just anxiety and just feeling like, what the hell am I doing here? And all the self-blame and what's wrong with me that goes with that. And there were beautiful parts of my childhood. That was a factor. And basically from then I got... My uncle and aunt were going to India when I was 19 years old, and they invited me to come with me. And I just had a dream the night before, after having a severe panic attack. My uncle and aunt, I was staying with them. They had to give me some pills to calm me down, which probably I would say no to that these days. But at the time I was shaking. And then I had a dream that I was going to India. And the next morning they said, we want to take you to India and we're going to pay. So I was like, okay, this is a bit of synchronicity. And I think that sort of started this journey of basically going into meditation and connecting to something deep within. And even though I connected with beautiful, beautiful teachers, it was all about, for me, taking the essence of what they taught, and so that I was relying on that inner wellspring. And so that started a process of shifting through a lot of this. And then I guess getting guided to moving on to the healing part, I started doing astrology sessions and connecting more to energies. And I think at about 24 or 25 I started doing sound healing in some form, and then it kind of built from there. But a lot of the deep searching for something more came out of that feeling like, at times, like I'm gonna die, or I want to die, or I'm gonna die, or what's, you know, that terror and fear of death, and wanting to find that place that isn't afraid of death, that, you know, I've discovered is actually joyful, is actually vibrantly alive. And but it came out of having to go through various of these, feeling like I'm going mad kind of thing, or yeah. So they became the fuel for me to go deeper and discover these gifts and bring them out. And then the beautiful thing that I love now is working with others and helping people who maybe don't feel that they're part of society, or they feel disconnected, or they feel like they have gifts that are not acknowledged, is helping them to connect to those gifts, and then helping them to have a business and earn money flow from them, and actually see that these things that you've called your weirdnesses can actually be your strength and your beauty and the thing that you have to offer the world.
100%. I love that. I tell you, the dark times are the times that you're about to get a big gift if you just keep going and follow that weirdness and follow those awarenesses that don't make sense. And man, they're not fun, but whoa, are they gifts? So I love that. Your weirdness is your strength.
Absolutely. And I don't know what your exact experiences, Corey, are, but it feels like out of that contrast, and this is what I talk to clients about, is like, sometimes when things are worse than ever, you're actually about to get clearer than ever and move into something. So you can use that, what you would call negative energy, or everything's not working, or everything's going backwards, or the doors are closing, as a place to actually transform and pivot, rather than making yourself wrong. And that's one of the things that I enjoy imparting to people, like, is actually, you're not wrong, you're just experiencing a strong reflection of a belief. But what about if we just turn that belief on its head, or ask a question, or open up a new possibility here? Then that very same energy transforms into something different.
I love that. And that's exactly it. The same energy transforms when we release that attachment to the belief or story or whatever it's sort of connected to, and then you have access to something else. It's amazing. I love how you said that. That's beautiful. All right. So Chris is amazing. I highly recommend that you connect with him. You see what he's doing. He has a whole suite of harmonic elixirs. If you're watching the video right now, you'll see my whole collection of elixirs here, including a super special one that doesn't have, mine doesn't have a label, but this is Quantum Magic. And Chris and I got to create this one together. He's got the official branded one here. Isn't it pretty? It's like this, is it? It's holographic, right? I haven't seen it in person yet. I'll show it to you guys here while we're talking about it, but we'd like to share with you, you'll see, you get a sneak peek. There you go. You're going to get a coupon code to get 10% or $10 off there. It's hard to see on there, but we'll have a link on the video and the audios. And if you want to grab anything from Chris, connect with Chris, it's christopherblackwell.com.au. There's also going to be links around here too, but be sure you connect with him. He is up and coming. And number one, you're going to want some elixirs and you might want something else he has as well, which we'll talk about in a second. So Chris, we created this together. Chris came and hung out with Ben and I over a weekend, December, I think, right? Because we were like, he's like, I think we need to hang out together. I said, sure, all right, let's hang out. And I was feeling it too. I was like, yeah, there's something there. And then he was like, do you want to create an elixir? And I was like, oh, no way. Yeah. I totally want to do that. So I got led through this magical process of bringing through these energies and watching him do his magic. It was so amazing. And what came through was this magical elixir, which is like a 5D energy called Quantum Magic. And I really don't remember much of what happened, except for it was awesome. And it's all just like this energetic memory for me.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's in there, like in terms of what the recipe was. Can you tell us about how we created that?
Yeah. I knew that I wanted to create this. I knew that there was a download for an elixir coming that was going to be connected with magic and the 5D and connecting with that 5D frequency. In fact, I'd already received what the recipe was with the essential oils. But I got this feeling like it's not the right time. It's not the right time to make it. And then I met you and then it was like, aha, okay. So I feel like I'm going to make this with Corey. And I was like, I didn't know when the timing. And then I ended up on your property with Ben. And then it just came through and it was like, it was just so much fun. And I think there's only five people I've co-created elixirs with. And it's always the most fun for me when it's a co-creation. Because it just feels like there's more energy, there's more ease, there's more flow. It's just so exciting. And then from there it was, it just felt like a stream coming through. I don't know what your experience was, but it's a dance. For me, it's a dance. I feel like I'm in this alchemical lab and it's just a dance. And, you know, you were adding your beautiful unicorn energy and magic, and then sound was coming through, and I just love it. And it's different every time, but this is one of the most fun and exciting elixirs to make for me, and it's one of my favorite. I mean, they're all my favorites, but it is one of my favorite elixirs. I just love it.
Oh, it was so fun, but it is powerful. Like it's powerful. Even though I was a part of making it, like I sprayed it, I'm like, Chris, this is really powerful. What did we just do?
It's both of our energies and it's more than a sum of the parts. But one of the things that really I loved about it, it has got a lot of there's a certain frequency that comes through in your work, you know, and I love doing your meditations even now. Like they're just awesome. And there's a frequency that comes through like this. There's an ease and there's this 5D frequency. And it was perfect timing because that's some of the energy that's in this elixir is that power of that 5D, but like it's got a punch to it. You're right. Yeah.
I was just surprised how strong it was for me.
Yeah. You had to water it down, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to dilute it a little bit because it was like, it was just taking me so far. And Chris didn't have any, I mean, he didn't have the same experience I had. Everybody's a little bit different, but it was very strong.
Yeah. I think that's a point to make too, Corey, is that each person, you know, these there are like in Chinese you have adaptogenic herbs that adapt to your system. Well, They've got a kind of core theme, but how they work for your specific energy system on a specific day is completely different. Like I say, I know people who just hold the bottle and that's the most powerful for them. I know people who just use one spray. So other people will put it right around their body and right through their room. And the way they experience and the energies that they connect to are completely different because it's a living energy. It's like a light being in a body. So it's going to work with your field specifically based on what you need.
I love that. So it's a living consciousness.
Yeah.
Living consciousness that contributes. Yeah, I can see that. I used to work a lot with structured water, and structured water has the consciousness to contribute wherever it's required. And that's sort of like this. It's like, it just says, hey, can I contribute here? And fills in the blanks. Would you say that's
absolutely
what you're saying? Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And something else just dropped in about this, you may have intimated before, is that this particular one is awesome for manifesting and working with business energy because if you're working with someone like Corey or a therapist or doing your own inner work or your own manifesting work, using this in conjunction with that is so powerful because it helps you to become a vibrational match to what you're asking for. So it sets up your grid to become an energy match to that. So, you know, it's not to say it's exclusively to use with business because it crosses more boundaries, but very powerful for doing manifesting work.
Yes, 100% yes. Because when you are harmonized, and when you're saying harmonized with the quantum magic, right, the magic of you, then that is a natural magnet, fertile field for everything that you'd like to have manifest into your reality to actually do that. So it's amazing. So if this is resonating with for you, you want to get a bottle for yourself and see what it contributes to you. Chris was so generous. He's offering anybody from my podcast, Crazy Possible Podcast, to have $10 off, and they're homemade, they're handmade as well, which I think is really unique. These aren't batch made, in a shop. Like, these are handmade by Chris. Nobody else is doing this. These are like batch made, it's not one of a kind, but it's kind of one of a kind. It's not like they're mass produced anywhere. And you can go to christopherblackwell.com.au, use the code. Chris, what's the code? It's magic 10. I found
magic
it.
10. Yeah.
Here we go. Magic 10. And you can get your $10 off at the checkout. And this one is quantum magic.
Chris and just another thing for those who, some people say, what elixir should I be getting? Is this right for me? For those who are interested, I do offer 15-minute clarity calls on the elixirs. If you want me to scan the elixirs and actually say which ones connect for you, you're not going to go wrong with quantum magic. But if you want that clarity, you can also let me know.
Definitely. Like I said, connect with Chris anyway. If you go to his website, you can connect with him on socials as well. I'm sure you can connect there, correct? Yeah, yep. Usually that's how it works. So Chris, one of the things that you were saying before, that you work with people with their harmonics and the vibrations of their business and things like that. What if you did a little reading on me and my business right now to give us an example? Is that possible?
Sure. Why not?
Can you give us the sound of my business conscious 360 or the podcast? Sure. I don't know.
I'm sure your business is going to be really cool. So I'll just preface it with, so I work with people's business energy, business vibration. So it's like once you shift the energy of your business energy field or the tone of your business, you're basically shift. So I work with teams of people and individuals to shift the energy and sound dynamics, the quantum field of their businesses. So let's look at Corey's. Okay.
This is totally spontaneous, by the way.
No pressure. Okay, so I'm pretty sure it's going to be a pretty nice tone. So this is the sound at the moment of the overall tone of Corey Michelle's business. So here we go.
Wow, that just made me so hot.
The tone is very similar to quantum magic. So
it is.
This is quantum magic. And so I want to just do some process now. Like, Corey already has, you know, very positive beliefs and a flowing business, but I'm going to do the sound of some frequencies which will add the next level of magic to Corey's business. So we're working with someone who's already, so you can go from someone who's struggling with their business right through to someone like Corey who's, where it's already flowing and you've got good beliefs. So let's just bring, so these are some frequencies to bring, that we'll bring through to shift it to the next level. Okay. So I want you to receive these in your heart and solar plexus. And now what I'm getting, Corey, is I'm, wow.
That was good.
Now I'm getting energy to bring in for your business team. So I want to imagine everyone that's working with you, your beautiful team, I want you to feel that these sound harmonics and these light waves are going out to bring your whole team to a new level. I love working with teams, individuals and teams that whole, bringing the whole field up. So connecting to your field, imagining your field. And if you're at home watching this and you have a business team or you'd like to connect to those people around you. And let's send this through. And let's open Corey's team to vision, to the next level of magic and possibility, so that they can all receive the next level of beautiful quantum entanglements and passive income flows, so that each of them steps even more into their own genius. I can feel that you already have an incredible team. So this is just taking it to the next level and grounding it through the base. Just going to get you to share something that you are ready, you and your team are ready to experience, and we'll energize that with sound just to complete this. What would you like to experience more of for you and your team?
Even more people knowing about us.
Even more people knowing about you. So imagine you do your quantum thing that you do. Imagine that new channels, new possibilities are flowing in. And I'm actually going to get you to spray the quantum magic elixir. And so we'll put this into the field. For those who are sensitive, you may be able to, yeah, you may be able to sense and spray, because using this in conjunction with sound is just amplifying it 10, as you, it's probably too strong for you, right?
I just did a little one.
Beautiful. So even more people knowing about you. Okay, so feel that and connect with that. Feel it like the sun in your solar plexus, and feel like there's billions of angels and light beings and fields of energy flowing in. And let's just bring that energy in. I just got the final words, and I think this is for me and you and other people watching as well. And it's just, is through co-creation and synchronicity, my business, my joy, and my energy expands a thousandfold. So
yes.
I feel pumped. Oh,
I love that. Wow, that was cool. I could feel the first one was kicking out. It's like almost like cleaning out the cobwebs pretty vicariously. Is that the right word? Ferociously. That's what I'm thinking. Like, I was like, that was so cool. Thank you so much. So Chris is different and awesome. And
he's
so
different. He's different, folks.
No, this is good. Different. This is great. Different. Please connect with him. You're going to want some Christopher Blackwell in your life. So thank you so much, Christopher. Is there anything else that you would like to share with us before we go?
I just appreciate connecting with you, the synchronicity with which we met. the most, and this is what I want everyone who's watching to step into, is step into a new possibility. That's where the juice is in life. The old is already done. The new creation, the new possibility, the new version, the new expansion. And that's what is exciting. And that's why I love connecting with people like you and other people that are ready for that something new. And that if you step into and invest in yourself and connect with people who are in that energy field, your life will just expand so quickly and effortlessly without having to push and struggle and strive. So thanks everyone for watching.
I share the same perspective that creating this, these connections and choosing to follow these awarenesses and also gifting and receiving between us in the way in with our gifts, like receiving each other's gifts. Yeah. Is part of the architecture of the new reality, because it connects us all. And then we get stronger in the harmonics, which literally creates new realities. So thank you so much, Chris, for all you be and being on the podcast today and creating this amazing quantum magic elixir together. Like, so exciting. And I'm so excited for all of our Crazy Possible podcast listeners, you guys, to have your own bottle. And make sure you check out his other elixirs on there. Like he said, he's got so many that just might be the ones that would contribute to you right now as well. All right, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you guys next time. You are now exiting the 5D field and the Crazy Possible podcast. Send me, Gori Michelle. Thank you so much for joining me. If you would be so kind to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can receive more about how to have energetic mastery and turn every desire into reality. Head over to meetcorimichelle.com/5D to connect on socials and to receive your free gift. We will see you soon again in the 5D field.